Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
What's up?
Welcome.
What's up indeed?
And welcome to episode zero. I'm your host, Lizzie.
And I'm Carolyn with laryngitis.
Welcome, Carolyn. And if you haven't been on the air with us before, the premise of our show is that we pitch hypothetical TV shows that hopefully will get made someday. I mean, we've cast some pretty heavy hitters in our shows in the past. Daniel Day-Lewis.
I've been getting emails from Glenn Close.
Oh, good, good. Because I was waiting for her to respond to us.
Yeah. The Damages sequel pitch was a hit.
We have a couple very, very special guests on our show tonight. I want to introduce them. Carolyn, can we get some sort of drum roll from your end?
Yeah, I can shake my pill bottle.
Yay! It is the fabulous Terry and Kay!
Hey,
doop, doop, doop!
Full disclosure, my cousins.
Yeah. Familial relation, yes.
And we're so, so happy to have you guys here. I consider you guys to be media experts, just on the record. I don't know if I've ever said this at family functions, but I think that you guys know more about media and television than I will ever know.
Yes, we are pop culture aficionados.
We had so many other siblings, but after many rounds of pop quizzes at family dinners.
Yes, they were gone.
We were selected.
We won the Hunger Games. Yes.
You had like lots of twins that just got killed off. Because they like couldn't follow like the Godfather.
You don't remember season one winner of The Mole? Dead.
So basically, like, your family's Hunger Games was Hollywood Squares.
Yes, essentially. And our father was the the host.
Yeah, I mean, and Game Show Network is something else that you guys know a lot about.
The password is...
You guys, I was home yesterday, and Gara was watching old school GSN. So, yes, it is...
At nine years old, my dream was to be on Lingo.
You and my grandmother shared a very similar dream.
Send me her number. We should be friends.
I'm Chuck. The jackpot's $17,000. Let's play Lingo.
So I started to think of, like, what did I used to watch? What's from TV long ago? Mm. So do you guys remember... that really, really bad show, but it was like middle school currency to like make sure that you watched it a little bit.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Taxi Cab Confessional.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So
I just had 800 flashbacks.
So like, it was so good. Flashbacks. Not only was I like, you know, a child, so I had never drank, so it was so interesting to see what these people were like at 4:30 a.m. But also, I had this like big ideal picture of what life in New York City was like, and that totally ruined it, but also got me excited for like what they were doing before and after.
The show must have been on TLC.
Can you guys clarify for a second? I think I'm mashing up that and Cash Cab.
No, it's very different. It's very different, girl.
First off,
it's very different.
If you were to mash them up, it would really just be Drunken Cash Cab, which in itself is a genius idea, I think.
Actually, that is a great idea.
Sometimes I actually play that with myself, like while I'm playing Cash Cab on an app. Like,
you're like in an actual cab and you like think you're on Cash Cab?
Oh, I would.
Well, okay, so this brings me to my idea. So basically, I was thinking about the show and I was then thinking about how much transportation has changed with Uber in the last couple years.
Absolutely.
And so living in Brooklyn and being poor, I often take Uber Pool. And when I'm in Uber Pool, I have a tendency to be talkative and meet people. And I've met the craziest fucking people. I've met everyone from like guys that I want to give my phone number to and date to a 95-year-old artist that we were dropping off at a like studio, and his paint supplies were touching like my black tie gown because I was going to the airport. It was a mess. But so I was thinking that we need to do a taxi cab confessional update with Uber Pool.
Oh,
so it's forcing strangers to talk for a set period of time.
This is like the most genius thing I've ever heard.
I like this. I feel like this happens all the time. It's easy. But it's
just not being documented.
It's just not being documented. Exactly.
And so, you know, I was trying to think, like, what network would this be on? Who could possibly be the driver? I have not figured those things out, so please feel free to chime in. But I just think conceptually, I would watch it.
Can we bring back, who's that weird guy from Nickelodeon that used
Mark Summers?
Yes, can Mark Summers do it?
Kate and I have his autograph. True. We are so cool.
So can you call him? Can we definitely
call on Marky Mark Summers, that is, to help us out here.
I'll shoot him a text.
I think that it should be, like, lots of people that used to host Nick shows. I think, like, Summer Sanders.
Summer Sanders. Yeah, we need her.
Maybe Stick Stickley.
Wait. I used to intern at Nickelodeon, and I met the voice of Stick Stickley one day. I was like, I know that voice. And he was like, oh, yeah, I used to be Stick Stickley. Wait, I still remember it.
He was like a regular guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, I
are you? Song. Are you
He had, like, a little
ready?
Palm for a nose. He's like, yeah, yeah.
Wait, are you even ready for this throwback? Write to me, Stick Stickley, P.O. Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108. but I don't know my social security number.
Yeah. Kate has a memory, like, no other, for the most random
useless memory.
Wait, so now I'm imagining someone is driving this
what
cab.
What if it is Stick Stickley? Like, well, the stick.
But here's the thing. It's someone driving the cab, but they're dressed in all black, including, like, a black ski mask. Ooh. And they're just holding the stick in one hand and driving with the other hand.
Or what if they're dressed in all black and at the end you win, like, each person in the Uber pool wins $1,000 if you can guess the former Nickelodeon host that is driving your car.
And if they don't, they get slimed.
Perfect.
Like, in the cab, which is fucking
But
disgusting.
It's just like hobo urine because this is, you know, not Nickelodeon.
Oh, we just took a bucket of water out of the East River. We're not sure what's
Oh, yeah, by the way, this show is not all endorsed by Nickelodeon. It's just a bunch of people we met.
Or potentially even Uber. Yeah. In an undisclosed app-driven cab that I'm in. With a group setting. Ooh, what if we did partner with Uber and you could volunteer to get into the TV version of Uber?
Oh, are you kidding? I would volunteer every day.
There's also have you would.
Yes, I know you would.
We know you would.
No, so would we.
Via is a new app in the city too that's similar, but that they can have up to like 8 people in this car. Oh, so we could have a whole
what is this
party?
Like a party bus?
It's like a big like van.
What is this?
Thing.
A school bus?
I think that when I was 10 I had dreams about being in a party bus with Stick Stickley. So it's all coming full circle for me.
And now, a New Year's newsflash.
1997 is almost here, and once again, Nickelodeon wants to hear your New Year's resolution. So, write to me, Stick Stickley, P.O. Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108. Write Nick 97 on the envelope and include your name, age, and your resolution. Like if you're going to try and quit hogging the cookies or learn to juggle your eyeballs, then tune into Nickelodeon, because all during January, I'll be reading resolutions on the air, and you just might hear yours. Ha! Happy New Year! Guys, could you make a resolution to keep the lights on?
So one thing that Kate can attest to is our parents and technology, right? They can't get it. My idea for a show would be putting like our parents' baby boomer generation on an island, like Survivor style.
On it. Wait, they're on an island.
They're on an island.
First of all,
but,
not Long Island.
Not Long Island.
But
different island than usual.
Not Manhattan either.
Not Staten.
But with only technology. So they can't do anything without it. So they can't, like, go to the bathroom. They can't open the fridge. They can't do anything without figuring out technology.
That's
so they're forced to understand. Now, my parents are probably cursing me for even thinking of this idea, but yes, that's what
oh
I'm thinking.
Oh my god, this is like the Island of Misfit Toys, but it's like, but it's like worse. This is torture for them.
This is torture for
them. I
think
it opens up so many different possibilities, and like I can foresee seasons of success.
Yeah, but this
well, technology is ever changing, so
and
every
this
season would up
be
the ante.
Like what not to wear, where you like nominate people to go on this show. Oh, yeah. Like, the first stars are definitely Kate and my parents. Like, number
hands
one.
Down.
They're
down.
Still, like, what's iTunes? So, you know, they're 15 years behind. But, yeah, I think we could get some help.
Yeah, there's something there. It's almost a version. It's definitely entertainment for us, but it's also immersion therapy for them.
And hopefully it's a bit educational as well. So
absolutely.
That, you know, it's one of those shows where it's like, oh, I watch it because it's so funny, but I'm really watching it to get pointers.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of value here. Do people get voted off?
Ooh. I think you just have to leave if you can't figure it out. If you physically can't do anything without figuring out
how. You can't take a shit or eat for 5 days, like, I guess you're kicked off.
It's like Naked and Afraid. The producers get to call at what point you're kicked off.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's almost like, it's like in the Navy SEALs when people have to, like, ring a bell. But, like, instead they have to, like, go and, like, unplug a USB cord from the laptop and, like, that's them, like, tapping out. They're, like, going offline.
You know way more about the Navy SEALs than I do.
I've just seen G.I. Jane a lot.
You know, at the end of, like, Top Chef where they're, like, please pack your knives and go. Like, at the end of the show, I imagine they say, like, please take off your Fitbit and log out.
And you have to, like, throw it in the sand. So are they on, like, an actual island or are they, like, in a room?
Is this like a real-world baby boomers plus technology
kind of
a scenario?
It can go a lot of places. I think I just said island to make them secluded, but probably not. It should probably actually be...
It's kind of maybe
like
a Hunger
need
Games-y
Wi-Fi, so we can't go. We can't go that far away.
I think it should be like in Hunger Games where they simulate an island.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like where it's like this dome thing.
Very,
but
very,
like,
technological.
Google builds this, like, virtual island.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a great investment opportunity for Google.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're welcome, Google.
So Google, get your hands in here. I think that, like, I think it'd be great if we did, like, a Survivor thing. So, like, each week is, like, a new challenge. And we'll start small. Like, the first challenge is literally just, like, each team has to connect to the Wi-Fi.
And it's like...
Can the finale be that they have to, like, export from Excel? Because that has been an ongoing issue with our family.
Yeah, you have
I
to convert some
something
sort
on
of
Google
file.
Drive.
Yeah, Google Drive, for sure.
There should be, like, the mobile challenge, which is, like, turn your phone on, send a text, turn your phone off. That'll be a whole episode. An entire episode.
It's true, that is. Or it's like, I think, like, cards show up with challenges, and it's like, you know how Tyra Banks would, like, you know, send them, like, cards
Tyra
on the model.
Tyra mail.
Yeah, Tyra mail. So, like, you'd get, like, I don't know, like, Steve Jobs mail.
It's like, it's like Ashton Kutcher as Steve Jobs.
Exactly. Not Michael Fassbender. We didn't
know.
No,
no, he's too highbrow. He's too highbrow. We have to get the shitty version of the bio.
And it's like, your daughter told you about a podcast you should listen to. Now you have to find it and download it.
And it's called Episode Zero.
Shameless plug.
Slash, like, this is a conversation that I've had with a lot of my relatives.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, you have a radio show? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to step by step in an email detail to a family member how it is that they could access my podcast.
Oh, yeah. Naturally. The best is, how do I upload music, then get it onto an iPod? I was like, this conversation is so 20, like,
there's
2002.
Like,
I don't
know what's wrong with what you just said.
I was like, Mom, Dad, why can't I just buy you Spotify for Christmas? They were like, no, thank you. Do they even have the good
stuff
from
the 70s?
Well,
do they have everything by Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What about Van Morrison? They can't have that on there.
They,
like,
couldn't possibly.
They have everything. Even the Beatles now.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out. Shout out to Beatles on the Spotify.
Yeah. I think that also, like, something like that could be almost like on Lost, how they have that dark cloud. Like, the cloud could
the
be
the smoke monster,
kind of,
you mean?
Yeah, well, what's that thing called?
Smoke monster.
It's called the smoke monster.
What is it listed as in the credits?
You're,
we'll have
you're talking to an expert here.
Well, anyway, I think, like, the virtual cloud is, like, our version of whatever the smoke monster is.
So it has to be personified so
yes,
that they can understand
it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Today looks nothing like our yesterdays. We open our eyes in the 1980s and we see a world that's totally new.
I want to go to Six Flags.
You see how advertising works? Unbelievable.
Now we're sponsored by Six Flags, right? That's how that works?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now they're paying us. If you're just joining us, this is Episode Zero right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, where we pitch hypothetical TV shows that hopefully someday we'll get made. And we're here with two of our very, very, very special guest hosts, Terry and Kate. And Kate's got an idea for us, so lay it on us, Kate.
Okay, so hear me out, because this may or may not already be a TV show.
Yes.
Always
this
a
happens
risk.
All the
Always
time.
A risk.
But I think that put in this context, maybe we could take it into a different place. So okay. If you're like me, you are obsessed with Chopped. You watch Chopped all the time. It is filler TV. It is chosen TV. It is literally the best. It makes you feel like you know a lot about food, but guess what? You still like make pancakes
Wait,
for dinner
this is
like
the
six
show.
Nights.
Let me just clarify. This is a show where they're like, here's some cough drops, some Alaskan trout,
and licorice, and an aloe plant. Yeah. Dessert round. It's
right,
like,
yeah.
What?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I got it. I got
so basically, I'm obsessed with Chopped, and I love, like, the challenge aspect, but I also really value the fact that people go on the show that know what they're doing. Like, they're professionals, and they're there for the challenge, and, you know, it's not a bunch of putzes that are just like, hey, maybe today I'll try to cook, you know?
Right, right.
It's people that really value it. So that brings me to my other show that I value in that same way, which is Project Runway. That's and so it's another challenge-based show. And it's fashion related, and each week is a different challenge with the same designers. So I almost want to mash the two shows and make a Project Runway Chopped. I'm working title is called Snipped. and I don't know if that works or not. But basically it would be that every week would have different fashion designer hopefuls on the show with a specific challenge with a given set of tools that they have to work with. So they don't get to choose their fabrics. They don't get to choose their patterns. Okay. And they don't get to choose what they're going to make. They just have to do something with what's in front of them.
I like this, but I feel like we should also bring in what not to wear so we get some, like, crazy persona person that they have to, like, dress with this limited...
Terry, I'm very glad that you brought that up, because when I was concepting this, I thought that every episode could be a celebrity guest that needs an outfit for a specific reason.
Whoa.
So, you know, whether it was a red carpet event or, you know...
and with Lady Gaga,
going to the
like,
grocery store.
You have to use sirloin, and she's like, fine.
I'd choose it.
This week's challenge, meat dress. But no, I think that it's an interesting concept of blending the two and the best of what I like about both worlds.
Can we also throw
one.
In that crazy Japanese guy from Iron Chef?
Yes! I don't know how to tap!
I feel like that's
can we
all
just
I
throw
would...
him in?
Yeah, love him.
Like perfect. They're like leather, suede, and eels. Figure it out. Make it work.
I've literally been just rattling through my head like what potential fabrics could be. Like you said aloe plant before. I think that could be a fabric. I think
it could be
an aloe plant. Like that sounds. Sounds.
Or it could be a dye. You could create a green dress out of aloe juice. I don't know what I'm saying.
Wow, you have to be so creative and resourceful to succeed on this show.
Lemon rinds, pleather, and horse hair.
Ew.
It's a shoe challenge.
Yeah, it's a shoe
that
challenge.
That would be a nice shoe. I feel like I have shoes that look like that.
Yeah.
Speaking to me.
It makes me realize how little I know about textiles.
So is this becoming more of a textile challenge now? Or is it still, is it a styling
I do love like
challenge?
Shows that are like so niche that you're like, who the fuck is watching this?
Oh my God.
Like it was like, the textile challenge.
Well,
like,
I love the idea that
this?
You have to use the ingredients to make the outfit and also make the dish.
Oh, it's an outfit meal combo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where I thought you were going originally.
Oh, well, I mean, guys, speak up, please.
Yeah, like Vanessa's wearing a pantsuit and eating a creme brulee.
We use the same blowtorch on both.
And the models like have to be eating as they walk down the runway.
Very progressive for them. Very progressive. Very progressive.
Well, in my head, they walk down the aisle and there's like a little cafe by Barbie table at the end. Like they walk
there's
down and they sit.
What you said? A picnic table?
No, a cafe table.
Can we talk about who's hosting this show? Or the panel of judges?
Well, I want that guy from Iron Chef. I don't want that one.
He's the host. He's the host. Absolutely.
Is he the host? Absolutely.
The judges. Oh, the judges.
Is it still up for a debate?
Oh, the okay.
The judges.
Would we have two foodies, two fashionistas?
Well, maybe we should have one textile expert.
Tim Jen is definitely involved.
Oh, yeah. It has to be.
He makes a lot of like side appearances and he's like eating very small like amuse-bouche.
I see where you're going with this, but
it's a make it work. It's a make it work moment.
And then he like takes a bite of a salmon crudité. And he's wearing a salmon suit and he's like, "See what I did there?"
I admit tartine is a very precarious fabric, but make it work.
Make it work. Go, go, go.
Do it.
Go soap. Work, work, work.
Make it work.
You have a little factory here. This is your look.
How large is large? You don't want a two-shooty Jetson.
When did you go Grecian on us?
That's the fabric.
It's going to be an attention grabber.
It's going to be clown clothes.
You are really rocking Halloween here.
Damn, calm down. So we're going to end the show off today with a little game. And spoiler alert, none of us know how to play yet.
The stick-stickly moment kind of made me think that there's jingles and there's themes from TV shows that have stuck with us over the years. So maybe we should do a little bit of a karaoke challenge.
Yes.
Where we sing, like,
anytime I hear the word, yeah. Did I just hear the words karaoke and challenge, like, right next to each other?
So great. We sing, like, the first two lines of, like, a opening song from a TV show, and then the rest of us have to guess what it is.
Ooh. All right, great. This is going to be really hard for me.
Yeah.
Slash.
Thank you for being a friend. Oh, do we have to hum it or can we sing it?
Oh, no. Sing it to your heart's desire.
All right. Well, that was Golden Girls. So that was practice round.
we're trying to stump it. Oh, is like the object, like I get points if I stump you?
I mean, I'm not going to sing like the MASH theme song to trip you guys up.
Okay. Well, just so you know, I didn't know any words beyond that one line. So.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So that's also part of the challenge.
I guess that's where we differ. I know what I want to sing, but I don't remember how it goes.
That adds a whole other element of challenge. You should go.
You have to figure it out.
All right, well, all this is a game within a game. All I know is the name, it's literally the name of the show in the song.
So then, like, hum it or something. Hum
well, I can't even because it's a part where he says it. He, like, says it. Like, it's like, song, 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 song. And then he's like, hey, dude.
So it's the, hey,
got it, got
dude.
It. No, exactly. Totally got it.
Camp on Awana, we hold you in our heart. And when we think about
you, that's a different show, right?
Make you wanna
fart.
Is
that the same show?
No, that's the show.
Hey Dude was a complimentary yet totally separate show about a bunch of teenagers on a dude ranch. If you forgot,
dude ranch.
Thank you so much. You're
someone
right.
On the show was named Melody. I remember that.
Because you liked that name.
I did.
Kate was like, my kids will be Melody.
My other favorite name was Dawn from the Babysitter's Club.
Oh my God, Babysitter's Club.
I've come a long way, you guys.
God. Oh wait, sorry, I think I have one. Oh, I really have to like rack my brain for this though.
Oh, well, she flings around the world from the she'll take you on a ride on a slow boat to China, tell me.
Is this Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Oh, yes!
That was amazing. That is amazing. Wait, I have one, but it's similar to Hey Dude, so I'm just going to hum it.
Okay.
You guys have to try to get it.
Here we go.
Pepperman! Yes! Pepperman! Amazing.
So good. Sounds like we got a One Saturday Morning fan over here.
That's all I could think when we start getting on the
I literally keep just thinking of one show. This was my challenge, and I only have one show. Whatever happened to predictability? The newsman, the paperboy, evening TV. Yes. That's all I know, and I don't even know if those words are correct.
That's right.
Oh, my God, that was amazing.
That was great.
Wait, I'm going to do another humming one because it's the entire title. It's like... No.
Maybe it's not like a good one, but I can't think
of it. I'm not sure.
Rocco's Modern
Life. Rocco's Modern Life.
And maybe that's not really, maybe that's not really a hummable.
Oh my gosh. We'd like to thank our guest hosts for so much for joining us today. It's been unbelievably magical. And thank you all for listening to Episode 0 right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can listen to us every other Friday at 7:30 on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com or on Audio Boom or iTunes.
Yeah. Well, she sneaks around the world from Kia to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow bus in China. Tell me, where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Steal their soul in South Korea, make another country right off the
to Norway, Monday to Zimbabwe, Chicago to Czechoslovakia, I'm back!
Well, she'll ransack Pakistan and run a scan in Scandinavia, then she'll stick them up down under and go pickpocket further.
She was the
miss and misdemeanor when she stole the wreath from Lima. Tell me,
where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
She be
Botswana to Thailand, Milan, Rio, Amsterdam, Mali to Bali, Ohio, Ohio.
Yeah, she flies around the globe, makes you flip them every nation. She's a double feeling diva with a taste for thievery. Her itinerary's loaded up with moving violins.
Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Tell me.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where could she be?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Mom, hey, this is for actually all the moms. This is how you can find our podcast. So open up your phone, go find your phone. It should be charged. I plugged it into the wall for you. Just slide the home screen, find where it says iTunes Store, and click on that button. It's not already in your phone. Go to More and go to Podcasts and put in Episode 0. But don't write out the word 0. Just put a 0. Now, it's going to be kind of confusing because lots of podcasts have the word episode in it. In fact, every podcast has the word episode in it.
That's the point of the title!
And so what I need you to do is actually just go to podcasts, not podcast episodes. And you should see a little picture of a television inside of a black box. And ours is the one that says episode 0. So that's how you can find it. Okay, bye, Mom.
Have fun, Mom and Dad.